says Leisa Lamas Nisin Mekan Me Braisa. Shno, we don't hold like our Mishnah because of a Braisa. So Rashi says Leisa Lamas Nisin Diktoni LeRav Yosi Androgynous Meichelas Tishtei Betruma. Our Mishnah says that Rav Yosi holds that an androgynous is a Vaday Zocher. He's a man, and therefore if he's a Kain, his father was a Kain. When he gets married and marries a lady, he can marry an Isha. And his wife is called an Eshes Kohen, that she's Lari Truma. That's what our Mishnah holds. That an androgynous is a Vaday Zocher. So now, Rav is saying that we don't hold like our Mishnah because of a Braisa. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, androgynous Ber Yobifna Yatzmu. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi says not like our Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi holds that he's a Vaday Zocher. But in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosi says, what's an androgynous? It's a new person. It's called the barrier of Yatzma. It's like a new creature. He remains that he's a doubtful person, what he is. We don't know if he has a din like a man or a din like an Isha. That's what Rabbi Yosi says in the Braisa. So therefore, Rav says, we pass him like the Braisa, not the Kamishna. So for the Gemara back to Rav, maybe just the opposite, other Rav, maybe just the opposite. Leisa lebraisa mekami mas nisin. Maybe the Iker is our Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi holds that was his last memory that an androgynous is a vaday zocher. I in the Braisa Rabbi Yosi said it's a suffix. Maybe that's the chazor. Maybe that's not right. How do we know which one is right? So Gemara says mi deshafki Rabbi Yosi lebar zugei shmamino hodave. Since in the Braisa Rabbi Yosi brings down by himself. And not the person that he always argues with, not Bar Zugei. He doesn't bring down the Reb Shimon with him. Mashma the Iker is the Brice and not the Mishnah. So Rashi says, Midishavki Reb Yosi Reb Shimon ben Zugei. Tiyari behed Yivamas Nisan. In our Mishnah, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon say the same halacha. Tiyari be Brice and Lechudei. And in the Brice, it's Reb Yosi by himself. Shimamino Hodabei. Falav Tanoihi, the Tame Sami Tana the Brice, Mekame Tana the Masnisan. The Tanoi Tavayu have eternalu, Nam the Brice, Mapach Rab Shimon Rab Yosi. So since what? Rab Shimon is not brought down in the Brice, it's only Rab Yosi himself that says the din in the Brice, Mashma, that's the Iker. That the Iker is what Rab Yosi says by himself, that he holds an androgynous as a barrier, a new alocha. We're not for sure if it's a Zachar or a Nekeva. Not like it says in our Mishnah. The other Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says the opposite. Leise lebraisa smachlekes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, Leise lebraisa mekamim asnisin. We do not hold like the braisa because of our Mishnah. That the Yik is our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yosi holds that androgynous is a vaday zocher. For the Gemara, other Rav maybe say the opposite way, maybe say like Rav, that Leise lebraisa mekamim braisa. Maybe the Mishnah is wrong and the Lech is like the braisa. To Hashemina lele Shmuel dechayish lichidoi, because Shmuel alamol is cheshit for Yochid. The Rashi says dechayish lichidoi. To Yama Shmuel b'achelus, we had Shmuel said before in the Perek Achelitz halacha k'rev Yehuda peshemeres Yavam shekidish ochi v'esachoisoi. When the Yochar minla masechtem gila Perek Achelitz that he's cheshit for Yochid. So if he's cheshit for Yochid, maybe the halacha should be like the Braiser is. There it's a Yochid. So Gemara says, Hani, Mili, when do we go Boser Rari Yochid says, Ki loy misakru masnisin. When it's not going the opposite of what it said in the Mishnah. Abu ki misakru masnisin loy chayish. But when the Yochid is coming to say against the Mishnah, then we do not listen to the Yochid, we rather listen to the Mishnah. So that's what Shmuel holds, the Loch is like our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yosi holds that an androgynous, this person, has a din like a Vaday Zocher. Amri Bei Rav, in the Beis Medrash, they said over Mishmei de Rav in the name of Rav, that Alocha k Rabbi Yosi ben Androgynous. That the Paskin Rav says Alocha is like Rabbi Yosi ben Androgynous, and according to the Rav, Rav holds the Ika member of Rabbi Yosi was in the Braisa. That according to Rav then, that Alocha ben Androgynous is, that it's a Suffolk, it's called the Barrier, it's a new creature, and we don't know what his din is. Is it din like a Zocha, like in a Keva? Uvar Kova. Who then Rav also says he paskin like Rabbi Yosi by Hilchas HaKovah. We'll soon see what that means. By grafting. Shmuel Laman Shmuel says, the Kushi, by Alochid of the Kushi, we'll soon see that's when Isha is about to give birth and she has her pregnant, she has the pains of labor and she sees Dam. We'll soon see what Alochid is. Uve Kiddush, Androgynous. When Androgynous also makes Kiddush, we'll soon see. Uve Kiddush, that's by Kerem, we'll soon see. That's the way Shmuel says. Or Shmuel lama utasl Rav Yosi by the kushi of a kiddush. So Rav says alachas Rav Yosi by an andrugnis and by akova, and Shmuel said alachas like Rav Yosi by the alach of kushi and the kiddush. Now we'll explain all these alachas. Andrugnis for the amorim. The alach of an andrugnis like we just said. So Rav Paskin is like Rav Yosi, and the Chumash Rav said like the Brice of Rav Yosi, that an androgynous remains a barrier. It's a suffix. What he is he a Zohar or a Keva? Now Hakova, what's the machlokes by grafting? The Tanam would learn like this. A noitin you can't plant. V'yei mavrichin, v'yei makivin, you can't even graft. Erev Shvius, like right before Shemitah starts, before Rosh Hashanah, Pochus Mishleshim Yoim, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Like 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, like a taste for Shrius, 30 days before ready, you're not allowed to start planting in the ground in Eretz Yisrael, in Shemitah itself, you're not allowed to plant. So even 30 days before that, in the loch of taste for Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. V'yimnoto, let's say somebody did plant. V'hivrach, the air can be grafted, or else he put the roots into the ground to grow again. Is yakar, the loch is you have to uproot it. You have to uproot it, it's done by Avero. It's like you plant it on Shemitah. The Lach is you have to uproot it. So Rashi says, the occult of a Shvius. Why? Because it's cold like it's first growing on Shvius. The Yein Akova Koletas Pachas Meshleshim Yein. Because Akova grafting takes at least 30 days for it to grow. So if you started to graft it within 30 days from Rosh Hashanah, it comes out, when is it first starting to grow? After Rosh Hashanah on Shemitah. So it's called like you started to plant something to make it grow on Shemitah, the din is Yakar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaKova Shein HaKoletis B'Shloisha Yomim Shuv En HaKoletis. Rabbi Yehuda does know it's enough 3 days. If you grafted it 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yakar, because for sure it started to grow before Shemitah. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim Shtei Shabbosos. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita, 2 weeks. So if you grafted something before 2 weeks, before Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. You don't have to uproot it. But if it's less than 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, so then it first starts to grow on Shemitah, the din is Yakar. That's this halach we pass like Rav Yosi Farkova. How long before Rosh Hashanah do you have to grow it and make grafting in order for it to stay? At least 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. For Yom Rav Nachman Yom Rav Avua. Ledivrei oimer shleishim, according to the man the Yom said it takes 30 days, you should know tzorach shleishim u'shleishim. You need 60 days like, 30 and 30. So Rashi says like this, tzorach shleishim u'shleishim. Kadei shetik loit shleishim lefnei shvius. Tak has to start to, klita means start to like sprout 30 days before Shemitah. Techol shleishim lefnei shvius kishvius dami. Tenafkulami b'choshim akosa tishvais. B'mashkim etashachim. The Rav Nachman holds that 30 days before Shemitah has a lacha like Shemitah Midiraisa. That's called Taisva Shemitah. That 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, there's also an issa not to start planting. So therefore, when can you plant something better? 60 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because the first 30 days is Bechlal, the issa of Shemitah. And if you plant something 30 days before that, then it takes 30 days for it to be kolat, for it to start sprouting. So it's called it started to grow before the 30 days of Tais for Shemitah, then it's okay. And the Divri Yerayim is Shleishim, according to the Man Yom, it says 3 days, Sarach Shleish for Shleishim. Same thing. It means 33 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Bechlal, it's also at the plant then, Al Tais for Shemitah. If you want to do it better, that it started to grow before this, you have to at least plant it 3 days before that. So it started to grow before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, according to Rav Yosi Shitl, Divru Yoyim Shtei Shabbosos, the graph says that's the loch like Rav Yosi, so Rosh Shtei Shabbosos Shleishim. You have to do it like 2 weeks before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because if you plant it 2 weeks before that, so it's going to start to grow before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So before the Yisra, Tais V'Shemitah, it's going to start to grow, that's enough. Now, that's what Rav said, the two halachas of Rav Yosi. The pasuk of Rav Yosi by Hakova and by androgynous. Now, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, the Kushi, the Kiddush. What are these two halachas? Kushi, what's the halach of Kushi? An Isha has labor pains. The Tanan we learned. Kama Yehi Kishuya. How long can you say an Isha has labor pains? Rav Meir Oimer, Oya Boye Mechamishim Yoim. For 40 or for 50 days. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda holds, Daya Chadosha. It's enough 1 month. Not more than 30 days.
Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, Ein Kishu Yosi Mishtei Shabosis. Not more than 2 weeks. What's it Nogeya, how long an Isha has labor pains? Shirashi says it's like this. Kamaye Kishuya. Te Kaimalon Benida, we hold, Benida the Eraisa, that Hamakasha Betech Yud Aleph. Halacha usually is like this. By Nisha, she has a nida period, and then after she sees her nidus, when she finishes the 7 days after that, there's a cycle of 11 days. Those 11 days is between one time of nidus to the next time of nidus. So those 11 days, that's when an Isha could become a Zovah Midiraisa. That if she sees Dam 3 times in a row, 3 days in a row, during those 11 days, that's the time she becomes a Zovah Midiraisa. That if she sees Dam during those 11 days, 3 times in a row, then we say she has to wait Zayin Nikim Midiraisa, and then she can first go to the Mikvah. But Midiraisa, when an Isha sees Nida by regular time of a period, the regular Nidus, she doesn't have to have Zayin Nikim. She's only Tummy for 7 days. And after 7 days, she goes to the mikveh and she's tor. That we wait, that's a chumah midirabbanan, that any time an isha sees nida today, midirabbanan, she has a din like a zovah. But midiraisa, zovah is only if an isha sees, during those 11 days, she sees 3 times in a row. Now let's say an isha's pregnant, and she's about to have the baby, and during those 11 days, she sees dam. So we say the reason why the dam came out is not because she's a zovah, but it's because of the labor pains. The pressure of the baby caused the dam to come out. So therefore, she doesn't have a din zovah. So how long can you play with this that she has pressure pains to say the dam coming out now is not called dam zovah, but it's called rather dam of the vlad, of the labor. So that's the machlokes, whether 40, 50 days, whether 30 days, and Rabbi Yossi said you can be tolled only for 2 weeks. She has these pains more than 2 weeks, then we don't say it was machmas the vlad, but we say it's some normal dam that comes out, and she taka is a zovah. Just if she sees dam, and less than 2 weeks she gives birth, then we say the dam that came out before was not machmas zovah, but machmas the vlad, she's not called a zovah. So that's the loch of kishri. How long can the labor pains patera make her free from having tumah zovah? Weiter, the last thing is now kiddush. What's the loch of kiddush? That means the Tanam, but not like this. Ha-mesacheich gafnoi agabe tfuosho shechaveroi. There's a loch of klai akerim. If you have a vineyard growing, you have your vines, your grapes growing, and you plant it, put it right next to your friend's tfuah, your friend's wheat growing. As hareze kiddush, you are mekadosh his wheat, that his wheat now gets an ister of klai akerim, it's like kerim and wheat growing together, that it's osetit, v'chaye bachriusoi, and you know you're a mazik, that you made your grapes grow near his tefuah, so you made his tefuah become usur, so your chayyeh b'achrus, you have to pay him back for what you did. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they